Right, so we've been on a fantastic journey of revivals, and we will continue with revivals on Wednesdays, and that's like a unique kind of day. And today we are continually looking at pioneering. I just need to look at my notes. Pioneering! How to steward the pioneering anointing. Did you know that we have a pioneering anointing?
Yes.
Good. That's the first step. The first step is to acknowledge we have a pioneering anointing. And it's not because me and myself is particularly a pioneer or what I think about myself. It's because we're part of a ministry and a church who is pioneering in nature. So obviously, we were partnering with Pastor Colin, and he is kind of apostolic. And an aspect of the apostolic, obviously, is pioneering. The apostolic, the pioneering, is breaking into new ground. That's essentially what it means. It's breaking into new ground. It's seeing something that is not yet there and seeing it happen. And that's what I love about pioneering. It's, so that's seeing something that's not yet there and then seeing it happen. Actually happen, not just stay in, not just in the vision, but actually happening and taking those steps towards it. Which is what we've been doing in our HODs, so that's been really good. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit of how I did it, and then hopefully that will help you, and how I stewarded it in my life, and because that's something that we want to continue developing in all our teams. So I've got two teams kind of on my, which I'm currently leading. Well, there's a few. Anyway, I'm going to focus on two teams today. And I've put this pioneering anointing to work in those teams. And I don't know if you remember, but at the beginning of 2022, the Lord said to us right at the beginning, and he's still saying to us, put the anointing to work. Do you remember? We had this seeking to the Lord kind of summary thing. And one of the things he told us was put the anointing to work. It was about the talents, and it was about putting it to... And he said, and he actually said, doesn't matter what you feel like, put it to work. And that's something that, we've been doing kind of as a ministry, and I've been seeking to do in kind of the departments I lead as well. So the first thing that I always found really helpful when kind of pioneering is meet with your team and forget that you're doing anything else. So, for example, in our Pouring Land kind of / Cambridge East Anglia team, we got to a stage where it was really healthy and, you know, things were in, you know, functioning and blah, blah, blah. And it was time to really seek God. So, Lord, what is it that you want to do? And this was ages ago. You know, we're in Pouring Land at the moment, and that's good and that's blah, blah, blah. But, Lord, what is on your heart? That's the key thing. Lord, what is on your heart? So if you like, I put aside kind of all the programs and all that kind of stuff. And we just had the space to seek, Lord, what is it that you want to do? And as we began praying as a team. So at the time, Joelle was part of the group. And so what we did was we scrapped everything. And we sought God. And God started to give us a heart for Cambridge. And that was our heart. And at the time, I think Daniel was coming to the Cambridge, to the Pouring Land meetings, and we saw, you know, God is showing us Cambridge. So we began to pray into Cambridge, and that's all we did. We didn't think God wanted us to go there or anything. We just began to pray. So this is the first step. It's get God's heart. What is God's heart? Where is it? You don't have to necessarily do anything. Just pray. And so we began to seek God. It took weeks. It took a couple of months. And then the Lord began to show us, you need to go to Cambridge. And so we thought, let's do it. Actually, I think before then he said go to Sheringham. So that was a bit of an odd step. We thought, okay, well, we'll go to Sheringham because that's what God's told us. So we went to Sheringham. We did a training day in Sheringham, and then we came back. And then we continued praying into Cambridge. And he said, you need to go to Cambridge. And so we did. So then what we did was we put a date in the diary. We agreed, this is when can we actually go? Let's find a time where all of us are free. And, you know, it took a little while to get to that place where we could actually find a date, but we pinned a date down. We persevered. It maybe took a couple of weeks to actually do that, and then Glynis, who was who's obviously on the team and is an amazing administrator, she booked the tickets for us. So she said, right, I'll book it, and then we all paid her back. And then the day came, and we went. But even leading up to that day, we were still praying, Lord, what is your pattern? What do you want us to do when we actually get there? Because we had the pattern of go, but we didn't have the pattern of what to do. And so God showed us we need to prayer walk and also hand out these short courses. And the short course that came to mind was Behold the Man. So we took four Behold the Man with us, because there was four of us in that team at that time. We took, and then we prayer walk, and we handed out those four books, Behold the Man. And then that was good. And then we came back, and then I think lockdown hit, or blah, blah, blah. But I remember God so clearly saying, he said, even when lockdown hit, and it was all during lockdown and blah, 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 he said, I have not given up on Cambridge. So I thought, okay. Because we were, and the thing is, I wanted to say is, we were open to hearing God. We weren't like, well, because we're in Pouring Land, it's all got to revolve upon Pouring Land. We've got to stay in Pouring Land. We've got to work through this two-year course, and at the end of the two-year course, we've got to repeat it again, because that's what we've always done, and that's the way we do it, so let's just keep doing it like that. The thing that really helped, I think, our team hear from the Lord was because we actually wanted to. We were open to, Lord, what do you actually want to say to us? Because we don't want to just do a training day because that's what we've always done. We actually want to follow Jesus. And I mean, that's our walk, isn't it? We don't want to just, paraphrasing it, like put it in another context. We don't want to just go to church on the Sunday. We actually want to follow Jesus. So that was in our hearts. We don't want to just do something because it's religious or it's the way we've always done it, but we actually want to follow Jesus. So we were open when God said Cambridge. We didn't think, well, that doesn't fit in with Pouring Land. We must stay in Pouring Land. You know, we didn't think that. We thought, we're here to follow Jesus. So he brought Cambridge back on our radar, and in the middle, and we thought, we've got to do something with Cambridge, even though it's in the middle of lockdown. And so we prayed, we sought God together as a team. And, you know, even though I was kind of leading the team, I would never like go off and just pray on my own and just seek to get the pattern on my own. And it's all got to be on my responsibility and shoulders to get the pattern. Yes, I would seek God on my own, of course. But actually, I would seek God with the team. And, you know, as a team leader, can I just encourage you? I know for me, like, he's not just going to speak to you because you're the team leader. He's going to speak through the team. it's really important. As if you're leading a team, yes, listen to God firsthand. But also, what are you saying to me through the team? Because there are going to be things that your team prays or says that are going to fit in to the bigger. And I've seen this in pretty much all the teams that I've led. You know, are they going to fit in, or they're going to add, or they're going to bring the thing that you actually were crying, you were praying to God, give me the pattern. And then your team member will bring it, and you're like, thank you, Lord, that is the pattern. That's the answer to the prayer that I was looking for. So it's not just about because you're the leader, God's going to give you absolutely everything. Sometimes he will test you, and he will say, well, you know, I'm going to speak through a team member or a co-leader. Not normally he speaks through my co-leaders. So he would speak. He gave Glynis the pattern about groups in Cambridge. And so, we prayed together into that. He gave, you know, all sorts of things. Anyway, so where was I? So we did a Zoom training morning in Cambridge during lockdown. We just did it. And I think there was about 3 to 4 people from Cambridge. And, you know, on the screen, it didn't look like much. You know, it looked like only, a handful. But as Pastor Richard says, you know, you preach with all your heart, don't you, to the people who are in front of you. So that's what we did. We just gave it our all. And we weren't sat there thinking, oh, this is only a few, if only there were more, Lord. Or what's the point in doing this because there's only... No, we gave it. And at least 3 or 2 of those who we first met on Zoom are now plugged in into our centre in Cambridge, and they're in a group, and they're being discipled, and they're wholehearted about it. So that is, so you never know, you know, just it's that first step. And then obviously during lockdown, the Lord started to show us about groups. And step number one is, I don't know if it's step number one, but really, I encourage, because it's the beginning of a new year, right? Well, it's kind of middle January, so I don't know how new the new year is. But in your teams, when you are seeking God in your teams, like, I encourage you, seek God in your teams and be open to whatever he wants to say. That's the key. It's not look back at 2022 and think, we've got to continue. You know, resources have got to continue the way it's been continuing because that's how it looks like. Or prayer, it's got to continue the way it looks like because that's how it's always looked like. Or, you know, Congo, it's got to look like how it's that. I mean, actually, Tim's always seeking for the new thing anyway. But, you know, but it doesn't have to look like the way it always has. Just shake yourself. You know that thing that we were doing this morning? Shake yourself. Just shake your hands for a moment. Just shake your feet, shake your hands. We're shaking off the old. We're shaking off the, we have to do it a certain way. You know, the church team in Cornerstone Church. You know, that's that team. See, what is God saying? I mean, he could say anything. I mean, he's told us already to go to Germany, right? So he could say anything. He could say, go to Acol. He could say, start a group in Acol. He said, he could say, start a group in Fake. You know, anything. But just hear God, because we're all bored of religion. I mean, we all left the Sunday churches thing to because we don't want to be religious. It's boring. Just tell the person next to you, it's boring. I don't want to be bored. It's boring. Following Jesus is not boring, I guarantee that. And if you're bored, then my question is, are you following Jesus? Are you seeking him? Are you actually listening to him? You know, I'm, you know, people, a few people are seeking the Lord week. They said, I'm really, you know, when you're enthusiastic, they said to me personally, when you're enthusiastic, or, and there's a couple of, a few people, like two or three or four, and I was like, oh, I never saw. But I'm excited because I'm actually following Jesus. Sorry, I don't ask. Jesus is actually leading me to new places. And there's nothing else that excites me apart from food. So I really like food and I really like following Jesus. But those two things are high on my agenda. But if I was just stuck in pouring land, doing the same thing every year, you know, teacher team, let's just go for the course because that's what we did last year. That's what Pastor Richard did with us. Let's just, you know, he's gone now, but let's just repeat it because that's what, I'd be, oh my gosh, I'd be the bored. Aren't you glad I'm not bored?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what to do with me. I might cause a nuisance if I was bored. Yeah. Yes, so let's be open. Look, we're, you know, this is ingredient number two, isn't it? It's ingredient number two, which is be remaining teachable and being a disciple. And if we're actually remaining teachable and being a disciple, I mean, this is one of the key verses of seven ingredients, number two. I know this because I've done it before, and we're actually doing this. I'm preparing this, that exact ingredient for what was Enablers. It's Isaiah 50. So key. Maybe we could hear some different translations this morning. That'd be good.
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak, a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away.
Thank you. The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. And that's key. The key is when we are seeking God in our teams, Lord, what do you want to do in this new year? We are actually open to hearing God. And it's not like I'm going to decide what we are doing. We're going to carry on as we always have. But actually, I'm open to being instructed. Lord, what is your instruction for this year? And, you know, God already, I mean, I... You know, I was so glad when we stepped into Cambridge. But even after a couple of months, I felt a stirring. And it was just like, you've got to move on. And I thought, what's going on? We just got here, Lord. You know? But if you hear that from the Lord, what can I do? I can't ignore that stirring from the Lord and say, well, that doesn't fit in with my pattern. I just got here. Let me get a bit more comfortable, Lord, and then tell me what I can do. He started speaking and he said, Ipswich. And I thought, but we just got here. I don't even know if we touched the ground. We just got here. But what do you do? If God says Ipswich, you pray into Ipswich. You seek God for Ipswich. And as, you know, you stay open to what he says. And as verse 5, the sovereign Lord has opened my ears. So I could not deny, he had opened my ears. I could not deny that I had heard Ipswich. Couldn't deny it. And interestingly, when I spoke it out to the team, others said, I've heard the same thing. I can see it. And then actually when we spoke it out eventually to the Ipswich people, they thought, you know what's funny? When you started to go into Cambridge, I thought, why can't you come to Ipswich? There you go, the Lord speaking. Confirmation. So the sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I've not turned away. So when God opens our ears, when he speaks, you know, that attitude of Jesus, I have not been rebellious. I've not turned away. I'm not going to think, well, that doesn't fit in. It doesn't make sense. So I'm going to push it away and just, I can't do that. If I want to follow Jesus, I cannot do that. So we sought God for Ipswich and we thought, well, if we've just arrived in Cambridge, but God's saying Ipswich, well, we better seek God for Ipswich. And God, you know, we started speaking to people and now, you know, a centre's been birthed, but it took steps. It took that, actually, I'm going to lay hold of what God is saying, listen and believe it and pray into it and move towards it rather than try to rationalise it and think it doesn't make sense and push in the back corner and think, well, why don't we approach Ipswich next year? Because we've just spent all our energy getting to Cambridge. No. And then at the beginning of last year, you know, we'd only had a few training mornings in Cambridge and then the Ipswich Centre was birthed miraculously and all that kind of stuff. And at the end of the year, we began to seek God. Something I like to do is we began to seek God. What do you want to do in the new year? Because for me, I like to get ahead. I like to know. So we began to seek God and he told us, and it was Juliet, Louise and myself, you know. So I make sure when I'm seeking for direction, I don't just separate myself from the team. Of course, God can speak to me there and sometimes he does. But often the way that it works with me is I will seek God together with the team and together we will hear. So in that meeting, we began to seek God together. It was the end, it was December time. Lord, what is it that you want to do? And I began to see this, you know, going to Caterham, going to Slade Green. So not just going to Cambridge anymore, but and the same thing that happened in Pouring Land, you know, the reproduction of Cambridge and Ipswich, we were to see in as we go to Caterham, as we go to Slade Green. Just go to those places and let God do the rest. That was what we felt he said. And so, you know, again, I could sit there thinking, but, you know, when we go to those places, they're going to have different themes to, because there's a teacher team, so we're taking Mary and Rosin with us. But we have to go through this certificate course. And when we go, it's not going to fit in with the certificate course. So I could have rationalised it and said, no, Lord, this is my instruction to you. But no, I've got to chuck out all my rationalisation and just trust. Lord, it's not about me instructing you, but it's about being open and you instructing me, even when it doesn't look like I think or somebody else thinks it should, even if it doesn't not fit into a neat box or a neat structure. And and then we continue pray. I shared that vision, and you know, people, particularly the centre heads, they were on board and all that kind of stuff. And then during that time, we prayed again, and Louise had the had a sense, you know, we need to take others with us. And I was like, of course, you know, how could I have missed that? But I missed it. But she bought it. So I was like, So we've now agreed that when we go to Slay Green and when we go to Caterham, we're taking others with us. So it's not just going to be the teacher team. And actually, we worked out the people who are going to come with us like 2 days ago, and we've spoken to one of them, and they're on board. So, hey, things are happening. Really exciting. And the other two, the other folk we're going to speak to tonight, because we've got a meeting with them, blah, blah, blah. So, isn't it exciting, pioneering with Jesus? Yeah. You've just got to let go of any rational thinking, or it's got to look a certain way. And, I mean, it didn't make sense when God said, go to Sheringham. It did not make sense when God started to speak about Ipswich as soon as we'd arrived in Cambridge. You know, it didn't make sense. I've only just been in Cambridge for a few months, and now we're going to Slay Green and Caterham. It doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't make sense, but it makes absolute sense. Because it's like, why would God do it the way you think it should? I mean, because that's boring. Sorry. Yes. And interestingly, God's given me a pattern. He's already, for the Cambridge team, I'm going to speak it out in faith. I've shared this with my team, so it's okay. I can share it. But he said, he's been saying this for a while. He said a few years back, he said, I want you to see yourself making disciples in Cambridge, and you're making a core group of disciples. And it, for me, it was the word core group. And it's to see them being trained up. So actually, what I'm saying is, it actually did make sense, because now that the teacher training team are going elsewhere, it gives space to intentionally disciple our core group and raise them up in the centre. Does that make sense? So actually, when you stand back, you can see, you can begin to see what the Lord is doing. You don't always get it that clear, but sometimes you do. So that's that. So that was really encouraging. Yeah, so this is key. Isaiah 50, verse 4 to 5. This is the starting point. That is the starting point. So let's take a moment to respond to this. We are disciples following Jesus. We are not churchgoers trying to maintain a program. Just see yourself as a follower of Jesus. That's really important. I am a follower of Jesus. I'm not a churchgoer maintaining. I know this is obvious, and I know you know this, but I'm just emphasizing a point, so go with me. I am a follower of Jesus. I'm not just somebody who attends the programs. That's really key. And then second thing, I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm not going to stay stuck in the old ways. I'm going to be open to being hearing and being instructed from by the Lord. And I encourage you, this does start first with the leader. It doesn't, I mean, you know, obviously, if you're a team leader, you need to be in the place. You more than anyone else in your team, you, me, needs to be in the place where we're actually open to God breaking in. And we talk about God breaking in, don't we? We talk about God breaking in our meetings. Well, we want God to break in our team meetings, in our departments, not just the big church teaching, training, ministry meetings. You know, it's actually in the fabric of the way we function and do ministry. So it's not just on a training day. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not just on a church meeting. No, I'm actually putting this to work in the way that I work. That's really key. It first starts with the leader. So I really encourage you leaders to get to that, you know, once you get, and then, you know, when you are seeking God in your teams, scrap everything. I mean that. That's the only way that we moved forward. We scrapped everything. God, you can say anything. Even if it goes against our boundaries, just scrap it all. Because unless you do that, you're not open. You're bound. You think it's got to look a certain way. And then when God shows you something, you put it to the side and you say, no, No, don't do that. It doesn't work. The other way works. Scrap everything. Start afresh. Right, we've start 2023. God can do anything with this team. That's the attitude, particularly as a team leader, that you must have. God can do anything. That's the only reason why we went to Cambridge, Ipswich, Scotland. That's the only reason why we're going to Caterham and Slade Green, because we believe God can do anything. Africa, Germany. And can I encourage you, it's not the doing it, you know, oh, well, let's not go to a training day. Let's just read scripture. Let's just do a short course, because we need to make sure that we're all working together before. Well, let's do calling the cross, because we need to make sure we're all working together before we go, and we should make sure we're comfortable with each other, we know each other well. See, you can think, oh, that's spiritual. No, that's religious. That's religious. It's the, no, I'm going to go, I'm going to make plans to go, and yes, we'll do this in the meantime, but my focus, the going, and as I'm focused on going, that will give the whole reading scripture, calling the cross, everything, that it will give that life. But without that, I'm obeying Jesus, I'm going, then this will just be dead religion. And that thing that God said will be push back. And a year later, you're in the same position, you're thinking, what's happened with this? It started off really exciting. What happened? I'm saying this because that actually happened. So, as I said, not here, but that actually happened. So, but anyway, the team's back on track, so praise God. So just be aware, we're following Jesus. It's not religion. Right, I just want you now, right now, to, and we're going to do it prophetically. Like, so, just open your eyes for a moment. You can close your eyes in a moment, but thinking about actions, I just want you to tear down any walls, any, it's got to look like this the way, any programs, any structures in your mind around the teams, church team, prayer team, outreach team, resources team, way of the spirit teams, I literally mean do that physically. You can close your eyes and do it, but just imagine yourself, you're tearing down any walls between you and the Lord. You're tearing down any boundaries, any barriers. Just tear it down. Break it down. So start moving. Start moving your hands. Start moving your arms. Pull it down. I pull down those barriers. I pull down those religions. I pull down that wall. I pull down that restriction. Amen. You know, some of you, it's a restriction. I pull it down. Yes. Knock it down. I punch that wall. Knock it down in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not having it. You know, no one's restricting you. I mean,
right.
No one's restricting you. If you feel restricted, it's probably yourself. But no one in this ministry is restricting you.
That's right.
Pull it down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And just say it after me. God can do anything.
God can do anything.
God can do anything. Yes, Lord, He can do anything. You can do absolutely anything. So we're going to just hold our hearts before the Lord. And, you know, He's promised to speak. And He's promised to awaken our ears. But, you know, it says, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. So I just want you to listen to now, again, if this, you know, just hold up your ear, your heart, and Lord, and it's like that act, Lord, what are you saying? I know he might speak today, he might speak now, he might speak in the days ahead. But again, it's that, Lord, what are you saying? I want to be instructed by you. Thank you, Lord, for giving me an ear to listen. Like one being instructed. And we were thinking about the walls. But just let the Lord, if there's any hardness in our own hearts towards hearing the Lord, maybe it's not outside, maybe it's deep inside us, just let the Lord melt those walls down. So Lord, I come to you, Lord, and I lay those walls down. And Lord, in your presence, let any war. Just be melted in your presence. Lord, I want to see your glory. I want to see your glory. Don't want to just wait to heaven to die, wait to die to get to heaven and then see your glory. No, I want to see your glory here. I want to see your glory. Thank you, Lord, that you've made me, you've called me to be a follower of Jesus, not a churchgoer or a ministry doer or an administrator doer, but a follower of Jesus. So you might need to do this with your teams. Just break down any boxes and start again, start fresh, back to square one. Lord, you can do anything. We're open. We want to hear. We want to be instructed by you. Thank you for giving me that new heart, that soft heart that is teachable. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to walk in that new heart, in that teachable heart. And then I can look back and I can agree with this, and I can declare that I also have not been rebellious, and that I also have not turned away. And that when you speak, Lord, I'm not going to try to rationalise it, but if you speak, I'm going to seek you. I'm going to pray into it. Even if it doesn't make sense, even if it's outside my box, I'm going to still pursue it. I'm going to move forwards in it. I'm going to move towards you, not away from you. Amen. Praise God. Shall I leave it there?